With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Case study. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis for Lucia Ascendant in First House, Sagittarius in Mula Nakshatra, Third Pada, Navamsha Gemini, First House. Natal chart expression, outer self, Sagittarius in Mula, Third Pada. Lucia's ascendant is in Sagittarius, a mutable fire sign ruled by Jupiter. This naturally bestows her with an outwardly optimistic, philosophical, and open-minded aura. Sagittarius ascendants are typically perceived as seekers, truth-tellers with a bold spirit, passionate about movement, knowledge, and higher meaning. However, Lucia's Sagittarian personality is distinctly colored by her ascendant falling in Mula Nakshatra, one of the most introspective and karmically intense lunar mansions, ruled by Ketu. Mula Nakshatra is associated with uprooting, destruction, and truth at the root level. It bestows the drive to question, dismantle illusions, and pierce through superficial appearances. This makes Lucia's outward self both philosophical and psychologically deep. Someone who appears free-spirited and wise, but may carry an inner weight of emotional or ancestral karma. The third Pada, mapped to Gemini Navamsha, adds a curious, mentally agile, and communicative undercurrent. This overlay softens Mula's intensity with a quicker wit and a desire for dialogue, writing, teaching, or spreading insight. Lucia likely expresses her Mula-driven truth-seeking nature through words, intellectually engaging others while quietly undergoing internal transformation. Key traits in outer personality. Lucia projects a bold, inquisitive, and intense persona, but not in a loud way. People may find her presence grounding yet mentally stimulating. There's an undertone of detachment from materialism or societal roles, and she may constantly seek to reinvent herself through shedding old identities. Her curiosity isn't surface level. She wants to understand why things are the way they are, and she often plays the role of the questioner or rebel in social systems. With Mula's symbolism of the roots, she might also have a mysterious quality, drawn to spirituality, healing, ancestry, or psychology. Navamsha expression, inner self, Gemini, first house. Lucia's Navamsha ascendant shifts to Gemini, a mutable air sign ruled by Mercury. While her outer Sagittarius nature exudes a grand, fire-based quest for meaning, her inner world reveals a more light-footed, playful, and mentally driven soul. Internally, she identifies with language, knowledge exchange, humor, and adaptability. There is an inherent duality. She can see multiple sides of any issue and is capable of both deep thought and detached logic. Gemini in the Navamsha first house shows that her inner self is a communicator, a translator of meaning, and someone who emotionally processes through speech or writing. Key inner traits, a restless mind that seeks to make sense of deeper philosophical or emotional patterns, Sagittarius Mula, through rational, linear exploration, Gemini. Internally values freedom of thought over fixed emotional commitments. She may seem emotionally intense on the outside, but be quite analytical and light within. Finds grounding in movement, be it physical, intellectual, or linguistic. Integration. Rooted philosopher meets curious messenger. Outward expression. Sagittarius Mula, third Pada. Wise, intense, spiritual, and reformative. Lucia may come across as someone who questions traditions, dismantles falsehoods, and guides others through transformative insights, all with a quiet force. Her outer identity is deeply karmic, built for truth and transformation. Inward reality, Gemini in the first house. Internally, she's a learner, a connector, and a master of reframing. The soul's journey revolves around curiosity, adaptability, and mental clarity. She may internally resist the heaviness of Mula's karma by retreating into playfulness or intellectual activity. Core conflict. Lucia's Mula ascendant may externally radiate intensity, seriousness, or a desire for spiritual purging. But her Gemini Navamsha self may internally want levity, options, or rational clarity. She may feel divided between living out deeper karmic unraveling and the desire to simply engage in life's puzzles and conversations without getting consumed. karmic lesson. To allow the wisdom of Mula to come through the mental flexibility of Gemini, Lucia is here to question truth and tradition, not only in her outer world, but also in her internal programming. She must harmonize intensity with intellect, gravity with grace, and healing with humor. Summary of Ascendant Synthesis. Lucia is a truth seeker with a communicator's soul. Outwardly spiritual, transformative, and deeply principled, inwardly witty, clever, and eager to learn. Her evolution lies in synthesizing these two expressions, to speak truth without burning bridges, to explore depth without losing lightness. When aligned, she becomes a unique guide, someone who channels ancient roots through modern words, and who teaches transformation not with fear, but with insight and clarity. First house, Mars in Sagittarius, Mula Nakshatra. First Pada, Navamsha Aries. 11th house, K2 in Sagittarius, Mula Nakshatra. Fourth Pada, Navamsha Cancer, second house. Mars in first house, Mula Nakshatra. First Pada, Navamsha Aries, 11th house. Mars in the ascendant is a bold placement. It fuels Lucia's self-image with assertiveness, drive, and a warrior spirit. In Sagittarius, this becomes an impassioned drive for truth, exploration, justice, and philosophical action. She presents herself as strong-willed, mission-driven, and confident, perhaps even unafraid to confront injustice or challenge dogma. Placed in Mula Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu, Mars takes on a deconstructive, investigative quality. The first Pada of Mula falls in Aries Navamsha, making it doubly Martian. This is Mars in full fire mode, fiery in appearance, intent, and instinct. Interpretation highlights. Lucia has a truth at any cost personality. Mars in Mula first Pada brings the urge to rip away falseness, especially in her own identity. She may reinvent herself multiple times through crises and radical honesty. She radiates bold, intense independence. People sense an inner fire, even if she's outwardly philosophical. There's a tendency toward fierce personal transformation, especially when her beliefs or autonomy are threatened. Navamsha Aries, 11th house. Her inner Mars craves independence within collective systems. This hints that she may be a pioneering force in group environments, someone who initiates reforms, asserts leadership in social causes, or fights for a larger mission. The inner self is fueled by ambition toward freedom-based social impact, not fame, but influence with purpose. K2 in first house, Mula Nakshatra, fourth Pada, Navamsha Cancer second house, K2 in the ascendant, especially in the intense and karmic Mula Nakshatra, adds layers of detachment, spiritual burn-through, and identity purification. It suggests that Lucia is working through deep karmas related to self-definition. She may feel like she doesn't fully belong, or like she has lived many lives in one. Mula 4th Pada, mapping to Cancer Navamsha, brings emotional depth to K2's otherwise dry nature. This Pada craves nurturing and emotional security, but is learning detachment from such attachments. Key interpretations. Lucia may have been forced to separate from old identities early in life, feeling different, removed, or emotionally unanchored from her surroundings. There is a karmic pull toward emotional purification. She may suppress emotions or carry ancestral emotional burdens, especially tied to family or early identity. Navamsha Cancer, second house. Internally, Lucia is seeking emotional nourishment through voice, values, or family healing, even while detaching from them. She may feel torn between needing to belong and needing to let go, especially in terms of family legacy or emotional security. Integration. Warrior mind with renunciate soul Mars in Mula, first Pada. Outwardly, Lucia is bold, direct, and action-driven. She takes life as a quest for higher meaning and is willing to face destruction to find truth. Her self-expression is fearless. She doesn't tolerate superficiality, and this may bring both admiration and resistance. K2 in Mula, 4th Pada. Internally, Lucia feels a subtle disconnection from fixed identity. Even as she acts with force, Mars, part of her seeks dissolution, softness, or emotional surrender, K2 in Cancer Navamsha. She might unconsciously avoid ego-based recognition even as she outwardly leads. Core conflict. Lucia's Mars wants to assert, while K2 seeks release. One part of her is geared to achieve and pioneer. Another part is content to let go, dissolve identity, and flow into the spiritual. This can result in inner emotional tension or periodic identity burnout. Karmic lesson. To balance power with humility and action with surrender, Lucia is here to lead not through ego, but through embodied wisdom. to cut through falsehoods, but with grace, to act but not for applause. Her karma is about transcending self-definition while living with full force. Summary of Mars K2 in the first house. Lucia is an agent of self-renewal. She carries the fire to act and the detachment to walk away when needed. Her identity is forged in both battle and silence. When she integrates Mars's intensity with K2's transcendence, she becomes a living embodiment of courageous humility, able to initiate change, lead missions, and release the need for external validation. Second house, Moon in Capricorn, Dhanishta Nakshatra, second Pada, Navamsha Virgo, fourth house. Natal chart expression, outer self, Moon in Capricorn, Dhanishta second Pada. Lucia's moon is placed in Capricorn in the second house, a position that strongly influences her emotional relationship with speech, values, nourishment, and family conditioning. Moon in Capricorn is typically reserved and emotionally mature, but when placed in the second house, it suggests that emotions are tied to survival, self-worth, and the ability to provide or manage resources. Dhanishta Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, adds dynamism to the moon's grounded nature. This nakshatra brings themes of rhythm, legacy, and status. It thrives in environments where structure and mastery meet performance. People with Moon in Dhanishta often carry ancestral expectations, emotional debts, or a drive to restore the family name or uphold tradition. The second Pada, mapping to Virgo Navamsha, creates a subtle contrast. While the Moon in Capricorn seeks emotional control and authority, Virgo in the Navamsha demands purity, analysis, and inner emotional refinement. Interpretation highlights. Lucia's emotional world is structured, duty-driven, and practical. She's not prone to dramatic displays, but rather internalizes her feelings and channels them into tangible forms. Her voice and expression may be cautious but impactful. She speaks when necessary and with purpose. There's likely a deep sense of responsibility to uphold family integrity or protect family resources, sometimes at the cost of emotional openness. Navamsha expression, inner self, Virgo, fourth house. Internally, the moon maps to Virgo in the fourth Navamsha house, reflecting an inner emotional identity that is thoughtful, perfectionistic, and service-oriented. Lucia's inner self feels safest when things are organized and predictable. Her emotional safety depends on her ability to control or fix her inner environment. She may feel internally emotionally critical, either of herself or others, often setting high standards that are hard to meet. Emotional nurturing is tied to doing, improving, or being useful. She may struggle to just feel without trying to correct or perfect the feeling. This placement adds a quiet but deep inner need for emotional functionality. Home and inner life must feel useful, ordered, and pure. A karmic tendency to emotionally self-manage, often avoiding vulnerability in favor of holding it together. Integration, emotional discipline meets analytical inner self. Moon in Capricorn, Dhanishta second Pada. Lucia is emotionally invested in earning her place, both literally through wealth, voice, skills, and figuratively through legacy and emotional responsibility. She may come across as emotionally steady, perhaps even distant, but carries a strong internal mission to fulfill family or societal expectations. Navamsha Virgo, fourth house, inside, she is emotionally technical. Her feelings pass through a filter of analysis, order, and improvement. Her emotional roots are in precision, effort, and alignment. She may find it easier to care for others than to receive care, especially if it's unstructured or messy. Core conflict. Lucia may feel safest when she appears strong, functional, and emotionally efficient, Capricorn Moon, but her inner world, Virgo 4th Navamsha, is delicate, sensitive, and sometimes overly self-critical. She may avoid expressing emotion until she believes it's perfectly packaged. Karmic lesson, to honor her emotional logic without denying emotional truth. Lucia is here to learn that emotional control isn't the same as emotional health. Her journey is about creating a safe internal sanctuary where imperfection is allowed and feelings don't need fixing to be valid. Summary of Moon in the second house. Lucia's emotional life is quiet but powerful. She speaks sparingly but with resonance. She is deeply responsible, perhaps feeling she must always hold the emotional structure of her environment together. But her soul craves a softer space, one where she can feel without judgment. When she integrates Capricorn's emotional maturity with Virgo's inner refinement, she becomes a stabilizing emotional force, a woman of quiet depth, healing clarity, and rooted grace. Sixth house, Saturn in Taurus, Rohini Nakshatra, fourth pada, Navamsha Cancer, second house. Natal chart expression, outer self, Saturn in Taurus, Rohini fourth pada. Lucia's Saturn is placed in the sixth house, the domain of discipline, health, routine, service, and conflict. Saturn here emphasizes long-term responsibility, karmic service, and slowly earned mastery over adversity. It gives her the ability to work tirelessly through hardship, but also suggests that health, work environments, or subordinate relationships may carry karmic weight. In Taurus, Saturn is patient, deliberate, and materially focused. It works to build value over time. The placement in Rohini Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, gives a nurturing yet determined energy. Rohini is about growth, sensual beauty, and fertility. When Saturn enters this space, it slows growth, but makes it permanent and substantial when earned. The fourth pada, mapping to Cancer Navamsha, reveals an emotional karmic substructure. Saturn becomes more inwardly sensitive here. It suggests emotional burdens tied to work, duty, or service. There's a karmic contract to protect, serve, or sacrifice, often silently or in ways that are not immediately rewarded. Interpretation highlights. Lucia's sense of responsibility is visceral. She may feel obligated to serve others, even at personal cost, and may take pride in her ability to endure. Saturn in Rohini, fourth pada, indicates that she may find comfort in routine, sensory stability, and building emotional safety through consistency. Yet this also shows a karmic burden of emotional suppression in practical life. She may carry invisible stress in work or health matters because she doesn't want to appear weak. Navamsha expression, inner self, Cancer, second house. In the Navamsha, Saturn lands in Cancer in the second house, a deeply emotional, security-seeking space. While externally Lucia may appear grounded and dutiful, her inner Saturn reflects a serious emotional relationship with family, nourishment, and speech. She may internally carry the pressure to maintain family values, provide financial support, or hold ancestral emotional burdens. Cancer Saturn in the second house, Navamsha is symbolic of a soul learning to balance emotional depth with responsibility in communication and self-worth. She may feel that emotional safety must be earned or sustained through control, particularly in how she speaks, earns, or manages food and emotional sharing. Integration, devotion to duty, anchored in emotional maturity. Saturn in Rohini fourth pada. Externally, Lucia shows tenacity through comfort zones. Her growth is slow but rooted. She becomes a master of serving from grounded love, where beauty meets function. Rohini's lunar quality gives a sensual stability, and Saturn here adds protective strength, especially in work or caretaking roles. Navamsha Cancer second house. Internally, Lucia feels a heavy responsibility to emotionally stabilize others, especially family. Her speech may be emotionally filtered, her value system shaped by loyalty and tradition. There's a karmic narrative around earning the right to speak or be nurtured, and a tendency to self-regulate feelings through duty. Core conflict. Lucia may appear grounded and capable, Saturn in Taurus, but inside she carries emotional insecurity around self-worth, care, or belonging, Saturn in Cancer Navamsha. She may work hard to provide for others while suppressing her own needs, unsure if she deserves to receive care in return. Karmic lesson, to recognize that service doesn't have to cost her soul. Lucia is here to transform the act of duty into an act of healing, both for herself and others. She must learn that stability is not just a result of hard work, but also of self-compassion and emotional honesty. Summary of Saturn in the sixth house. Lucia's Saturn defines a karmic path of emotional strength through service. She may have had to grow up fast, taking on adult responsibilities early in life, but through Rohini's nurturing lens and Cancer's emotional imprint, she's also here to learn how to soften within the structure, to allow care in, not just give it out. When integrated, she becomes a pillar, calm under pressure, steady in support, and quietly carrying wisdom forged in both work and feeling. Seventh house, Jupiter in Gemini, Ardra Nakshatra, third pada, Navamsha Aquarius. Ninth house, Rahu in Gemini, Ardra Nakshatra, second pada, Navamsha Capricorn, eighth house. Jupiter in seventh house, Ardra Vamsha Aquarius, ninth house. Jupiter in the seventh house often brings expansion, wisdom, and idealism into partnerships. Lucia may seek a partner who is not just a romantic equal, but a mental or philosophical companion, someone with whom she can explore meaning, ideas, and growth. In Gemini, Jupiter becomes intellectually exploratory, but less grounded. It suggests that Lucia values mental stimulation, curiosity, and conversation in relationships, but may sometimes struggle with scattered expectations or too many ideals. Placed in Ardra Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, Jupiter gains intensity, disruption, and transformative potential. Ardra is the Stormbringer, meant to dismantle old structures so new clarity can emerge. Jupiter in Ardra indicates that her belief systems about relationships may go through dramatic upheavals, especially tied to truth, betrayal, or disillusionment. The third pada maps to Aquarius Navamsha, giving the inner dimension of Jupiter a humanitarian, futuristic, and socially aware coloring. Interpretation highlights. Lucia is learning through experiences that challenge her ideals about commitment. Jupiter in Ardra pushes her to question what she believes about fairness, morality, and companionship. She may attract partners who are brilliant but unstable, or who act as catalysts for her inner growth. Her evolution in relationships comes from learning to balance head and heart, ideals and reality. Navamsha Aquarius 9th house. Internally, Lucia's Jupiter orients her toward intellectual freedom, innovation, and universal ethics. Her soul's path in love is to expand beyond convention, to build relationships not bound by tradition, but rooted in shared purpose and high-minded vision. Rahu in 7th house, Ardra 2nd pada, Navamsha Capricorn 8th house. Rahu in the 7th intensifies karmic dynamics in partnerships. Lucia is drawn toward unusual, foreign, or mentally stimulating partners, often experiencing profound transformations through them. Rahu in Gemini suggests a restless mental attraction, someone seeking a partner who is curious, brilliant, and edgy, even if unstable. Ardra Nakshatra again intensifies Rahu's natural themes, desire, disruption, and karmic awakening. Ardra's influence implies relationships may come with a price of emotional upheaval, yet bring profound self-knowledge. The second pada, falling in Capricorn Navamsha, adds a sense of ambition, structure, and caution to Rahu's usual wildness. Lucia may feel a push-pull between unconventional attraction and a need for control or social respectability. Interpretation highlights. Rahu in Ardra, 2nd pada, suggests a fascination with powerful, sometimes emotionally unavailable partners, or those who challenge her mental boundaries. She may unconsciously repeat karmic patterns where relationships become both addictive and instructional. There may be a tendency to overthink or intellectualize feelings, especially when vulnerability feels threatening. Navamsha Capricorn, 8th house. Internally, Rahu here creates emotional control, secrecy, and a fixation with power or survival in close connections. There's a karmic need to learn emotional surrender, but the internal instinct is to hold on to control. This placement may cause her to attract partners who trigger deep emotional transformations, sometimes through loss, betrayal, or hidden dynamics. Integration, idealism versus obsession in partnerships. Jupiter in Ardra, 3rd pada, a mind that seeks truth but must pass through storms to find it. Lucia grows by deconstructing false ideals and building a broader, more tolerant worldview about love and companionship. Rahu in Ardra, 2nd pada, a drive to consume knowledge, relationships, and experiences, often faster than they can be emotionally integrated. Lucia's Rahu brings the urge to merge and dominate mentally, while simultaneously resisting emotional vulnerability. Core conflict. Lucia wants meaningful, inspiring, idea-rich partnerships, Jupiter in Aquarius Navamsha, but her emotional karma, Rahu in Capricorn Navamsha, pushes her toward controlling tendencies, emotional walls, or hidden fears of abandonment. Karmic lesson, to balance freedom with depth and mental stimulation with emotional presence. Lucia is meant to transform her view of relationships, not as battlegrounds of control or intellect, but as sanctuaries of growth, trust, and mutual evolution. Summary of Jupiter's Rahu in the 7th house. Lucia is walking the razor's edge between higher partnership and karmic entanglement. She is gifted with intelligence, vision, and the potential for deeply inspiring relationships, but only when she lets go of control and releases herself from old scripts. When Jupiter's wisdom and Rahu's hunger are integrated, Lucia becomes a relationship alchemist, turning karmic friction into conscious partnership and stormy beginnings into enlightened endings. 8th house, Venus in Cancer, Pushya Nakshatra, third Pada, Navamsha Libra, fifth house. Natal chart expression, outer self, Venus in Cancer, Pushya third Pada. Lucia's Venus in the eighth house signals a deep, complex relationship with intimacy, transformation, trust, and shared emotional depth. Venus here isn't superficial. It seeks emotional fusion and soulful bonding, and tends to approach love and creativity through the lens of healing, mystery, or even crisis. In Cancer, Venus becomes nurturing, sentimental, and protective. This is a Venus that gives from the heart, but in the eighth house, that love is tested. It may manifest as power dynamics in love, fear of loss, or patterns of merging too deeply before boundaries are understood. Pushya Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, brings a divine nourishment theme. Known as the flowering star, Pushya offers sacred protection, and in Venus, it turns Lucia into someone who can emotionally sustain others, but may also sacrifice her own desires in the process. The third Pada, which maps to Libra Navamsha, brings balance and beauty into this otherwise intense setting. Venus in Pushya, third Pada, is gracious, giving, and emotionally intelligent, but with an internal focus on fairness, aesthetics, and mutual respect. There's an instinct to create harmony in turbulent emotional waters, especially in matters of intimacy or artistic expression. Interpretation highlights: Lucia likely gives herself deeply in love, sometimes more than she receives. This is a placement of karmic romantic intensity. Her relationships may involve emotional power struggles, but also profound healing. Venus in Pushya grants her a maternal, nurturing aesthetic. She may be drawn to caregiving professions, emotional art forms, or emotionally charged romantic bonds. With the eighth house overlay, there's also a strong potential for creative and sexual alchemy. She may transform her pain into beauty, art, or healing for others. Navamsha expression, inner self, Libra, fifth house. Internally, Venus resides in Libra in the fifth Navamsha house, a truly harmonious and exalted setting for the planet of love, creativity, and connection. This suggests that deep within, Lucia is romantic, expressive, and idealistic. She dreams of partnerships that are fair, beautiful, and artistically or emotionally fulfilling. She may possess an innate sense of beauty, proportion, and relational grace, which she brings into creative projects or romantic expressions. The fifth house Navamsha position hints that her soul finds joy and balance through love, artistic expression, or children, even if the outer journey toward those expressions is turbulent. Integration. Devotional depth meets harmonizing soul. Venus in Pushya, third Pada, emotionally giving, spiritually nourishing, yet bound to face intimacy trials that teach self-respect and balance. Lucia can attract wounded partners or serve as the emotional anchor in relationships, but this comes with lessons in emotional self-care. Navamsha Libra, fifth house. Internally, she is a refined artist of love. Her soul craves emotional playfulness, flirtation, and beauty shared with others. She is here to express love without losing herself, and to find relationships where she can both give and receive joyfully. Core conflict. Lucia may externally give too much in relationships out of emotional habit or karmic obligation. Eighth house Pushya, while internally longing for romantic harmony, fairness, and joy. Libra, fifth Navamsha. This can create burnout or disappointment when her inner ideals don't match the emotional intensity she encounters. Karmic lesson, to distinguish between nourishment and sacrifice. Lucia must learn that love is not just about giving, but also about preserving her joy, artistic identity, and emotional equilibrium. She is here to balance devotional love with self-honoring love. Summary of Venus in the eighth house. Lucia holds the potential for transformational love and creative healing. With Pushya's nurturing power and Libra's artistic grace, she is built to bring beauty into dark places. But her evolution lies in learning that she doesn't have to suffer to love. When she aligns the emotional depth of Cancer and Pushya with the relational elegance of Libra, she becomes a teacher of love, one who knows how to give, but also how to glow. Ninth house, Sun in Leo, Purva Falguni Nakshatra, first Pada, Navamsha Leo, third house. Natal chart expression, outer self, Sun in Leo, Purva Falguni first Pada. Lucia's Sun is in its own sign, Leo, in the ninth house, an auspicious combination that radiates charisma, confidence, and spiritual authority. The sun in the ninth is the light of personal truth, philosophy, ethics, and higher guidance. It suggests someone who naturally grows into the role of a teacher, leader, or pathfinder, often feeling a strong pull toward principled living and legacy building. Purva Falguni, ruled by Venus, brings beauty, pleasure, and creative fertility into the sun's proud light. It adds sociability, charm, and artistic magnetism, softening Leo's natural dominance with elegance and warmth. Lucia's presence likely feels inspiring but also inviting, a leader who can play as well as preach. The first pada, mapped to Leo Navamsha, makes this a pure Leo expression, doubled sun energy in both the birth and Navamsha charts. This amplifies themes of leadership, identity clarity, and self-expression. She may carry a strong inner calling to shine, create, or express a personal mission, possibly in education, the arts, or moral influence. Interpretation highlights. Lucia likely exudes natural authority, not just in posture, but in presence. People may look to her for direction, even informally. The ninth house placement makes her a seeker of higher truth, but with a Leo flavor. She doesn't just seek meaning, she embodies it and becomes a living example of what she believes. Purva Falguni lends magnetism and style. She may attract admiration not just for what she says, but how she carries herself. Navamsha expression, inner self, Leo, third house. Internally, Lucia's sun remains in Leo, but now in the third house of Navamsha, a placement that emphasizes willful communication, personal creativity, and intellectual independence. Her soul seeks to broadcast her truth, to be heard, to express with clarity and purpose. The third house overlay shows she may feel internally compelled to write, speak, perform, or create, especially in formats where she can display individuality and leadership. This shows a strong harmony between inner and outer expression. She doesn't feel split or diffused. What she shows to the world is in alignment with who she is at her core. There's a sense of mission to teach, express, or guide through personal example, and a likely lifelong investment in her voice, whether that's literal or metaphorical. Integration. Radiant identity with creative calling. Sun in Purva Falguni. Lucia is the sovereign soul with a heart of gold. She brings a combination of graceful magnetism, creative flair, and moral strength. Her charisma isn't forced, it flows. She naturally knows how to take center stage while still being warm, welcoming, and generous. Navamsha Leo, third house. Internally, her desire to express herself authentically is insatiable. She is meant to use her voice, her art, or her mind to inspire and lead. Her soul thrives when she is allowed to express truth courageously and colorfully. Core conflict. Because her inner and outer suns are so aligned, there may not be much conflict, but this can create rigidity or ego attachment. When identity is fully fused with expression, criticism can sting deeply. She may need to soften the ego's need for validation without dulling her brilliance. Karmic lesson, to lead not from superiority, but from sovereignty. Lucia is here to express truth, but also to listen, to shine without eclipsing others, and to inspire not just by being seen, but by being real. Summary of Sun in the ninth house. Lucia embodies the archetype of the radiant teacher or creative guide. Her sun's placement in Leo, further emphasized by both Purva Falguni and the Leo Navamsha, gives her a powerful identity anchored in authenticity, generosity, and vision. When she embraces both her expressive fire and her moral compass, she becomes not just a voice, but a light others follow, with grace, dignity, and joyful confidence. 10th house, Mercury in Virgo, Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, 3rd Pada Navamsha Aquarius, 9th house. Natal chart expression, outer self, Mercury in Virgo, Uttara Falguni, 3rd Pada. Mercury in the 10th house in Virgo is at its exaltation point. This is one of the sharpest, most skillful placements for Mercury. Lucia's communication, intellect, and decision-making are deeply tied to her career and public role. She comes across as precise, intelligent, and competent, often the one others rely on for clarity, problem-solving, or systems thinking. Uttara Falguni, ruled by the sun, adds a noble and dharmic quality to this technical brilliance. It brings themes of commitment, agreements, and societal contribution. When Mercury sits in this nakshatra, especially in the 10th house, it often indicates someone who uses words and strategy in service of justice, healing, or order. The third pada, mapped to Aquarius Navamsha, gives Mercury a futuristic, humanistic angle. Her intellect is both analytical and idealistic, capable of applying logic in service of reform or social evolution. There's an ability to bridge systems with ethics, to build smart structures that benefit the collective. Interpretation highlights. Lucia likely excels in any profession involving writing, teachers, administration, design, or legal advisory. Her voice is her tool, and she may use it with powerful effect in public or leadership roles. Uttara Falguni ensures that her work isn't just smart, it's principled. She's not content with hollow productivity, she wants purpose. Navamsha expression, inner self, Aquarius, ninth house. In the Navamsha, Mercury falls in Aquarius in the ninth house, giving Lucia's inner intelligence a philosophical, visionary, and reformist quality. Internally, she's a thinker of the future, someone who reflects deeply on ethics, society, and change. The ninth house brings a spiritual curiosity, suggesting she questions systems of belief and seeks universal truths, not to worship them, but to improve them. Mercury here may also express as a love for cross-cultural learning, innovation in education, or radical philosophy. Integration, strategic mind with visionary core. Mercury in Uttara Falguni, third pada. Lucia is intellectually loyal. When she commits to a task or a system, she brings her full mental presence. This Mercury is the administrator of truth. She manages, refines, and communicates with both authority and warmth. In public life, she is likely perceived as credible, articulate, and fair. Navamsha Aquarius, ninth house. Internally, her mind is always roaming beyond the current framework, seeking to align ideas with impact. Her soul values knowledge that liberates, and her speech reflects a drive to elevate understanding, not just transmit data. Core conflict. Lucia may sometimes struggle to balance structure with innovation. Her natal Mercury excels at rules and systems, Virgo, but her inner Mercury seeks liberation from dogma, Aquarius. This can create a push-pull between tradition and reform, especially in her public expression. Karmic lesson. To serve through thought leadership, Lucia is here to bridge logic with vision and discipline with originality. Her evolution lies in using her brilliant mind not just to comply, but to reshape and elevate. Summary of Mercury in the 10th house. Lucia is built for intellectual leadership. Her speech is both precise and impactful. With Mercury exalted in Virgo and elevated further by Uttara Falguni's principled fire, she can become a voice of clarity and fairness in professional realms. And with Aquarius rising through her inner self, she is not just smart, she's visionary. When fully integrated, Lucia becomes a communicator of progress, a woman who speaks truth, builds systems, and redefines what intelligence and service can look like.